So this is an article from the Mail and Guardian, mg.co.za, and it was released on the 22nd of November 2022, written by Paddy Harper. Ramaphosa takes crushing lead over Mkhize in ANC nominations. Neither Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma nor Lindiwe Sisulu have made the ballot paper for nominations for the ANC presidency, with the battle for the number one post becoming a two-way contest between Cyril Ramaphosa and Zweli Mkhize. Ramaphosa appears to have won over the majority of the ANC's branches, receiving nominations from 2,037 branches, ahead of Mkhize's 916. Paul Mashatile is a clear front-runner for the deputy presidency, taking 1,791 nominations. But this may change due to the collapse of the deal between his backers and KwaZulu-Natal, which had nominated him for the presidency. Ndumiseni Ntuli, who has the backing of neither the Mkhize nor the Ramaphosa faction, was nominated by 1,225 branches, significantly more than Phumulo Masuele at 889 and Fikile Mbalula at 749. That's for Secretary General. Stanley Matabata has got 1,492 nominations and has emerged ahead of the incumbent Gwede Mantashe at 979 and David Masson at 501. This is for the National Chairperson post. The post of Deputy Secretary General saw Nomvula Mokonyane emerge ahead with 1,779 nominations, with Phoebe Potgieter, the only other candidate, receiving 905 nominations. Fewer branches were nominated for Treasurer General, with Benjamin Chauke taking 552, Pule Mabe 428, and Mzwandile Masina at 348. With the top six ballots closed, any other candidates can only be added from the floor when voting opens on the 16th of December, if they receive the support of 25% of the ANC's branches. What the implications of the ballot are? Neither Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma nor Lindiwe Sisulu have made the ballot paper for nominations for the ANC presidency, with the battle for the number one post becoming a two-way contest between Cyril Ramaphosa and Zweli Mkhize. Ramaphosa appears to have won over most of the ANC's branches, receiving nomination from 2,037 branches ahead of Mkhize's 916. Paul Mashatile is a clear... I'm literally actually reading the exact same thing as before. Okay. Paddy Harper, 22 November 2022. Let's see what happens at the ANC National Conference. We might be getting Cyril Ramaphosa again as ANC president. We might maybe be getting Paul Mashatile as deputy president. I'm not seeing Didi Mabuza's name anywhere here. Of course, as you already heard, NDZ's name, Lindiwe Sisulu's names are not here. And I don't see another person who was named. Wait, let me just confirm. Okay, no, I do. Deputy president, after Paul Mashatile, I see Ronald Lamula's name here. National chairperson Stanley Matabata is leading, and Ntumiseni Ntuli from KZN is leading with Secretary General, with Nomvula Mokonyane as Deputy Secretary General, and Benjamin, or Benjani. Is it Benjani? Yeah, Benjani Chauke for Treasurer General, taking the lead there. All fun and games. Let's see what happens. And then from there, I think the ball is going to start rolling, leading all the way up to 2024. Pin you all the black pen. Cheers.